The idea of a human brain connecting directly with a computer sounds like science fiction, right? But this technology is very real, and tech companies like Elon Musk's Neuralink are driving development forward. Slight problem is, the current methods of brain-computer interface are invasive and can pose health risks. A group of researchers at Swinburne University are looking at how earthworms may provide the key to safer connections between our brains and computers. Now, Dr. Ivan Maximov is leading the team, and he joins us now to tell us more about it. Dr. Ivan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, firstly, why do we want to connect our brains to computers?
Because it's important, because, for example, we can teach somebody to speak a foreign language in seconds.
Oh, wow.
For example,
okay. Okay, and as I was thinking about this, I guess it also has really fabulous impacts or positive impacts for maybe people who have had a brain injury or haven't been able to, can't use their legs or can't use their arms.
Yes, of course. It's also one of the possibilities.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, so what are the current concerns around safety of connecting our brains to computers?
It's because to access the brain, we need to insert needles. As you mentioned, Elon Musk tries to insert many, many needles into the brain, and they have a special like robot arm to find the right place to insert needles. But still, it's very dangerous because it can cause brain inflammation. And you need to open the skull. So this is a big problem.
Oh, my God. Okay, who's volunteering for this kind of research?
Currently, lab rats and pigs. But I believe that in the future, there will be some humans who will be willing to help.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Okay, now, I read the article, and it's in order for your research, you sedated the earthworms with alcohol. You then put them on loudspeakers, and then with laser lights, you watched the vibrations of their bodies. I'm just going to put it out there. It sounds like you took them to a nightclub.
Yeah, kind of. Probably they enjoyed it. Yeah. Yes.
So what did you observe in that process?
So we observed Faraday waves, which is a special physical object that you can see. It's a wave, some kind of surface wave. It's similar when you shake a glass of water or a drop of water on a solid surface. You can see some ripples on the water surface.
Oh, wow.
But you need to meet special conditions. So not every drop of water can be used for that, and not every shaking intensity can be used. So you need to meet certain conditions to find those Faraday waves. And we did the same with living earthworms, and it turned out that we were the first to do that.
Right. And so from what you observed, how can that help us link brains to computers?
Yeah. So first of all, I need to mention a hypothesis. So we are not sure 100% yet, but there is a hypothesis and significant evidence in favor of it that nerve pulses that move in our brain are not just electrical pulses that we learn from textbooks, but they're also sound waves and some kind of special type of sound waves called solitons or solitary waves. Solitary waves is a wave that can move for long distance without changing its shape. And for example, light can move in optical fibers of the national broadband network as a soliton. So now Faraday waves are somewhat similar to those solitons. So if we can create Faraday waves in the nerve, we might be able to control those soliton waves, nerve pulses. So this is the point.
Wow. Okay. And so what else what's the next step for your research now?
So next step, we want to use earthworms because they are a good model of the nerves that we have in our body, because their nerves are covered by fatty substance that is similar to what we have. So, but then it would be we want to use other animals to test our hypothesis. And And just to mention that we don't use those needles, we don't operate like animals, or we don't plan to like operate them, because what we want to create is a technology that is similar to medical ultrasound, that is non-invasive and non-painful.
Yeah, right. Okay. And so what else is needed before this method can become more mainstream?
There will be many errors and trials, like experiments, but we also need mathematical and computer models of that, because we don't understand many things yet. In order to gain some insight into it, we need to model it. So we are currently working on those models, and then there will be a significant step forward by doing experiments.
Right. And last question before I let you go. Do the earthworms, do they get like a hungover effect, or do they just kind of come out of it and they're fine?
I think so, because I was reading some papers telling that they can feel pain. So they were definitely like not happy after those. And I was like putting them into water for some time to rehydrate their bodies. And I was returning them to my garden, and I was covering them with leaves in order to protect them from birds, because it would be not fair to participate in, and then be eaten by a bird.
Oh, Dr. Ivan, this is so fascinating. Thank you so much for your time, and all the best with your research.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.